Hello, I'm Alex Renneman with Unleashed Tigert, and I'm here with Brian Smith, who's running for the 73rd District, the House of Delegates in the state of West Virginia. Brian, thanks for coming on the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Alex. I look forward to talking to you this afternoon.
Excellent. Well, that's great. Well, let's just jump right in then. Share a little bit, if you could, about your background and what ultimately has motivated you to run for the state house.
Oh, well, like I said, I grew up and raised here in Taylor County. I lived here my entire life. In 2011, I was involved in an accident and wasn't able to get work, work for a long time. And so during that time period, I decided I want to get back to Taylor County, got really involved in a lot of the local issues, working with the local food pantries, working with Olive Oil Grafton. And then I really started focusing on our economy here and working on towards outdoor recreation and tourism. And we have such an amazing opportunity here in Taylor County to build an economy around outdoor recreation, and we're not taking advantage of that. And I believe we live in the greatest county in the state of West Virginia, and the greatest state in America. And I just know, if we all work together, we can make this county a much better place, make this state a much better place. And so that's really one reason I'm running is really to try to work for our youth. Bring things more into Taylor County for our youth and the state, and work on ways that we can fight homelessness and the drug epidemic. And so those are things that are dear to my heart, and I really wanted to run just to get that out there and let people know that, hey, I'm here to help them out, and work together we can make a difference.
That's great. Well, let's talk about the roles of a delegate and the primary responsibilities. I mean, what do you see as the primary responsibilities, and how do you plan to fulfill these duties?
One, the House of Representatives or House of Delegates, they write bills, propose bills, they help manage the budget and the state, and they can veto the governor's decisions if they have enough votes to do so. I love working with people, and I'll work with the fellow delegates and across the state to be able to try to come up with the best solution for West Virginia as a whole. And trying to also push in for Taylor County, and find ways to work together. I mean, I think it's a big important thing, as we have way more in common than we do what we have different, and it's to take all of us working together.
So let's keep walking down that path then. So what are your top legislative priorities if you're elected, and then how would you plan to address those issues within the state house?
Well, one of the issues that I'm really concerned about is the drug epidemic and the homelessness. We see a lot of that here in Taylor County, and I have one of the solutions I had is that I think we need a really good comprehensive approach to fighting the drug epidemic, and not just giving people handouts, but finding the people who truly want help, and help them find ways to get them back on their feet from anywhere from having some kind of not just a homeless shelter where they can go to at night, but a place they can go and stay and help them get clean, help them rehab, through education, through medical services, whatever they may need, psychologists, nurses, doctors. And then once they get back to have thinking straight, work with them to find some kind of a trade to help get them back on their feet, help work with trade schools, going back to college if they want to, and then help them teach them to manage their money, and then give them a place where they can stay, and then once they get a job, help them find a place to live, and just do a wholesome approach to everything to get them back on their feet. And because a lot of times we're too eager to help them out and just push them out and, put them back on the street. Next thing you know, they're in jail again or living under a bridge again. And, we can't have that. We need to find ways to really reach out to them. So that's something that's dear to my heart. I really want to help push that and make a difference in that aspect. And also another thing when I was working with the food pantries is a lot of the folks coming into the food pantries, I'm a big guy. I've lost a lot of weight. I'm very fortunate for that. And but with being overweight comes a lot of medical issues. And one of the issues that I have that I would love to see change is when it comes to like the food stamp program, that people are like, they go out and they buy junk food because it's cheaper. We need to find a way to be able to limit to what they can with junk food, but also make whole foods more accessible to them, to be able to where they can eat healthy, help lower some of the medical risk, help them. Get rid of the diabetes or issues. And so that's something that's very dear to my heart. We need to find ways to make changes to that.
Yep, great. So I think, you might've touched on this earlier, But can you talk a little bit about examples? Maybe share an example or so of when you've demonstrated leadership in the past and how you could parlay those experiences for success if you're able to win the election for the delegate position.
Absolutely. One issue that I work with the state on a good bit is the inflatable water park at Tiger Lake. Back in 2017, we were told that it would never ever happen. It was never going to be a possibility. And I don't like to take no for an answer. So I called Amy Summers up down in Charleston and asked her, said, "Hey, Amy, I got this great idea." And she ended up taking it to the DNR. They got in contact with me. And then, a few years later, the water park was there. I worked closely with Jim Browning at Tiger Lake and also the DNR, sharing ideas back and forth, working with WVU. And that's something I'm very proud of that finally came in and came to fruition. And it's a great tourist attraction for Taylor County.
It is, no question. Looking across the state, and I think it's easy. You already mentioned a huge one with the opioid epidemic and other challenges. It's easy to point out the challenges we have in our state, and certainly in this district. We're going to talk about challenges, and we'll talk about opportunities in a minute. But from that challenges perspective, what do you believe are the most pressing challenges facing our state today, and how will you work to address them?
One of the issues we have is a lack of jobs, good quality jobs for people. We're losing and lack of pay for like teachers. We're losing teachers out of state. We need to find ways to retain our teachers here, get jobs in West Virginia where people want to come here to live, and not just tell and not do it remotely, but actually come to West Virginia and live. I mean, we know we I love I mean, I support the coal mines and the coal is great, but one of these days coal mines are going to run out. We need to find ways to bring businesses into our community as well to be able to give people jobs so they or ways so they can fall back on other jobs or so they end up losing their job from getting laid off or and we need to find, like I said, we just jobs is a big thing.
Yeah. What about on the other side, on the opportunity side? I mean, what are those opportunities that we see for the state's growth?
Well, one, I said, the outdoor recreation and tourism. I mean, we have so much throughout the state, and we have some of the best whitewater in the southern part of the state, and we have some great lakes, and I believe that if we can build, follow Somersville and some of those areas around Thomas and Davis, some of the way they build their economies around tourism and recreation. I mean, that could be a great blueprint for the entire state. And with here in Taylor County, I mean, Tiger Lake, one of the best, to me, I think it's one of the best great kept secrets in the state. I believe it's a gold mine that's waiting to be invested in, and working with the investors to come in to build hotels and motels and support, bring other activities they can do on these lakes, and it helps bring tourists in. That helps out your local economy. That helps your mom and pop stores. It helps Main Streets, and I believe that just that's a great approach to what we can do here in West Virginia.
Yeah, no question. How do you plan? This is one of those positions. It's a representative republic that's reflected in how our state government is modeled as well. So you're a representative of the district, of the 73rd district. How do you plan to engage and prioritize those issues that you hear and the concerns you hear from your constituency?
Well, one is actually talk to our local residents, find out what concerns them, and then going to try, talk to other delegates and find out ways we can craft bills to be able to meet those needs and work across party lines. I believe that we have way more in common than what we do different, and we shouldn't always base everything off of whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. You need to work together as a whole to make things happen. And I mean, but so yeah, it's all about communication and working together and finding ways to compromise a little bit and help each other out.
Yeah, that's great. So I know we touched on this a little bit at the beginning when we kind of gave some of your history, but almost like an origin story you see in superhero movies or whatever. So can you share maybe a memorable experience or something that happened to you that has helped shaped your approach to public service and certainly led to this posting as well?
Oh, absolutely. Well, growing up, like I said, I grew up on a small farm here in Grafton, and getting out helping my grandfather put up hay. He taught us how to do, taught us the value of hard work. And he also said, he not only can do that because you need to give back to your community. So when we were younger, he used to take us down to the Bread of Life Mission to be able to help, serve food to the homeless and the low income and people who needed it. And that just really stuck to my heart. And so I kept telling my parents as a kid, I wanted to travel the world to help people, to find those that are the less fortunate than what I am, and to be able to give back to them. And I've been extremely blessed in that area. I've been able to, I traveled to, I think I've been like a little over 30 countries. I've been on several mission trips. And I found out, that no matter who we are, or where we live, we're all pretty much the same. We all want the basic same thing in life, and that's to be happy, to live our lives freely, and just to be and to enjoy life. And too often we take that for granted. And so coming back here to West Virginia after all my travels, I realized truly how blessed we are to live here and how much of an opportunity we have and how much we take for granted. And so that really shaped my heart, my passion to want to help and give back. And it all goes back to, how I was raised and brought up.
Yeah, that's great. So, Brian, as is customary on this program, we give the last word to the candidate. So, what is it? What's the final message you'd like to leave with the voters?
Is that, you shouldn't vote for me in May. I definitely really appreciate that. And I know that, I'll be glad to work with every one of you. And no matter if you're Republican, Democrat, I know that if we work together, we can build this state and this county and make it a great place to live for the future.
Brian Smith for the 73rd District, Delegate District here in the House of Delegates in West Virginia. Brian, thanks for coming on the program and good luck in the race.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.